Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
So you say you have a retirement income plan, and in your mind, you're thinking, I've got one. I've got a 401k, maybe I got an IRA, a life insurance policy, some annuities. Well, let me tell you, that's not a plan. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So many people think, hey, I've got a plan, when probably they never truly sat down, talked with somebody that actually gave them great advice. And really just found out that their plan isn't really much of a plan. It's more like a collection of stuff. No rhyme, no reason. They just bought stuff over the years. They just invested in some different accounts. But that's not really a plan. It's kind of like the Picasso plan for a lot of people. There's an eyeball, there's an ear, there's a mouth. There's not really any particular rhyme or reason or order, except it's worth a lot less than Picasso probably is. So you could tell I'm a huge art buff, right? No, not really. The way I appreciated the fine art of Picasso, but again, if you got a floor, a sink, a wall, in no particular order, it's not like you really got a home. And that's the reality of your point. As far as this kind of misconception that I've got this collection of stuff, this junk drawer of financial things, IRAs, 401ks, annuities, life insurance, but do you actually have a plan? And I know how these pieces fit together. I know what it means. That might be the most appropriate phrase. I know what all this means and why it's put together. Unfortunately, most people don't have that. Now, before we dive into this week's topic about a plan, about what does it mean to actually have a retirement plan done, let me provide a quick introduction for new listeners to the show. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. For those new to the show, wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but no real plan on how it all fits together. And that's why most people just have an investment person, a broker that just sells them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but they haven't actually done it for you. They've only sold you stuff over the years. At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are what you call wealth managers. So what's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? An investment broker only handles your investments. They meet with you 1-2 times a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down, and that's about it. If you need any tax strategies, they say go see your CPA, your tax person. If you got estate planning questions, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing all these other professionals on both investments, taxes, and coordinating with the attorneys, so we provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, notary, paralegal, a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager fiduciary for the last 23 years, I have helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. First, make smart choices with their money. Don't take too much risk, just enough to achieve their goals. Most of our clients understand that they've made and saved most of the retirement funds, and they just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices with the money to make sure it lasts as long as they do. Second is wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate taxes? Proactively save taxes over a lifetime. Third is wealth transfer. If legacy is important to you, transfer to the heirs, the least cost, least taxes, least fees, least time, and least government involvement. Fourth is wealth protection. Life insurance, disability, long-term care, and protecting from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And the fifth aspect of wealth management, if charitable giving is important to you, is maximizing your charitable impact. So assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns is where there's real value. Folks, pay for the advice, don't pay for the product. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. We make sure your money's protected, get all the income and retirement you need, you're legally paying the least amount of taxes, and you leave the legacy that you want. So each week we dive into these 5 categories of wealth management, and today we're going to talk about a plan, which is making smart choices with your money. So the core of a retirement plan, the core of what you need to do, what you need to have, is this simple. You'd say, I want to be able to live off of X amount of money in order to do all the things I want to do. Like my life, I want to be able to live off of X amount of money, and I want to know when I'd have the ability to start doing that and make work optional. That's the genesis. Now, if you're someone who loves doing your own financial planning, start filling in the rest of the gaps, start putting the pieces around this. But if you're a little overwhelmed by anything financial planning or even math related, and a lot of people are, and that's natural, if you don't understand investments, you don't understand taxes or what to do, you actually don't need to do anything more than what I just mentioned. And then find somebody, whether it be a firm like ours here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, whether it's somebody else you already work with or trust, but someone, a fiduciary who actually knows how to do this stuff and should be able to fill in all those gaps for you. And I'll kind of start to do that, but I want to make it clear that if you've never actually had a retirement plan built for you, we call ours a retirement success blueprint, you would be shocked at the peace of mind it can give you, assuming that, okay, wow, I actually know how much I can live off of. I actually understand where the income is coming from when the paycheck stop. When things like recessions and bad market corrections happen, this is how my plan's going to handle it. Why I'm invested the way I am. Key word, why you'll still be okay. Or if taxes were to rise or inflation stays high, certainly a hot topic lately, this is how it impacts your plan. Well, you'll still be okay. You'd be shocked just to understand going through that hour, how much clarity that gives you. That's maybe a better word too, that it's clarity versus just a lot of what you've never done before. Or if you had it done, it was probably earlier in your life. You know, somebody did a plan for you. It's a big 3-inch book. They put it on a shelf and it just collects dust. If you haven't done it in the last 5 years or so, especially with all that's happened the last 3 years, again, you need to revisit that plan. Just figure out basically how much do you need to live off of, when do you want that to start, and that's it. As you start to go through the rest of this, by the way, before I do, here, let me give you out our number real quick. I can't stress enough, folks. You work 30 or 40 more years of your life. We're talking 50, 60, 80,000 hours in your life. And what I'm saying is one extra hour or two to put all those pieces together, it can just save you tons and tons of money on things like taxes, on your retirement income over time, and just make tons more money by not putting your money in bad places versus maybe some better strategies or investments to put your money in. Or the way you choose Social Security versus just kind of going at it blindly. The way you claim a pension versus going at it blindly. Folks, there's math behind all this stuff. Let us help you. The difference it can make, and why wouldn't you want your money working as hard for you as you spent working for it all these years? Now, our offer here with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, what we've always said, if you haven't come to our firm before, we'll literally have that first meeting for free with you. We'll spend up to 2 visits with you. First, it's a phone call, 15-minute strategy call. Answer your questions. Does it make sense to come in and have a chat? Then the second one's what we call a fit meeting. A fit meeting, are we a fit for you, or are you a fit for us, and can we add value? Can we help fill in those gaps on your plan? And those kind of gaps are, what are your goals? How much do you want to live off of? Where's that income going to come from? Do you have a plan for the kids, the grandkids? What about debt management? Are you trying to leave a legacy? How do you want to spend down your money over time, or do you not want to spend any of the principal at all? What do you think about real estate? These are all the kind of things that we discuss when we have our fit meeting to determine if you've got any gaps in your plan, any red flags, any landmines. So we're going to flush out all that stuff. We're going to help. Sometimes it's clamor in your mind. It's all kind of bunched up there. But we're going to help you flush all that stuff out. It's about an hour. We just get to know you. Literally build the entire plan, all the solutions, the recommendations, and give that to you at that second meeting. It's a snapshot of those 5 areas of your financial picture. Your retirement income, taxes, long-term care, investment risk, estate plan. It's going to detail what are you doing in good order, what are you doing well, what needs to be addressed, and how should you address it. Now, there's no cost, no obligation for that. We've literally done this for thousands of people in the Chicagoland area. We get clients in 27 different states. Sometimes people really need ongoing help. Sometimes they just need a snapshot. They love the process, know how to work with us on an ongoing basis from there. Even if that's not the case, we're always proud to say that everybody says it's worth their time. It was worthwhile. They learned a lot. They feel better for having come in. So do that process. So if you haven't done that before, you just need a second opinion. Maybe you've outgrown your current advisor. I'll give you the number, 866-316-0822. Once again, set up a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered, 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to CrystalLakeTax.com. That's CrystalLakeTax.com, and reach out to us that way. And I want to point out, when you go to CrystalLakeTax.com, click on the Client Education tab. There's many great guides there. I'll draw your attention to one in particular. It's Retirement and Inflation, What to Know and How to Prepare. Click on the download guide, put your name, your email address, get that complimentary guide at CrystalLakeTax.com. Click on the Client Education tab. Now, I do want to talk about inflation, because even the do-it-yourselfers, they may understand some great things, but they don't have at their disposal, or rarely would unless they're paying a pretty good sum of money, is the software that analyzes taxes, inflations, the things that are going to ebb and flow during your 30-year retirement. And that's what the software and everything together really shows people. So this is the easy step-by-step process. You say, this is how much I need or I want to live off of, and when I want it to start coming in. Okay, so I want $8,000 a month. Hey, Mike, we figured out our budget, our spending plan. That would be awesome if we could just get $8,000 a month. And hey, 65 is when I'd love to be able to retire. Great. Now let's analyze income that's already coming in. That's the next step. Maximize pensions, Social Security, rentals, part-time work, whatever that might be. Okay, now you have this gap, this income gap, right? Whatever that $8,000 you needed in this example, minus Social Security, pension, rentals, all those kind of things. Whatever's left is our income gap. That income gap is how much you need to generate forever from your investments, retirement accounts, and savings. And we need it to be a rising number just to keep up with inflation. Now, we've got this income cap, and that's really what falls on your investments to generate it. So what we do next is we fill in the assumptions. So how long do we think you're going to live? What's the longevity for your family? Which we don't know for sure, so we want to be conservative, right? We want to assume longer than maybe you think. Why? Because we want to make sure we'd rather have you pass sooner and still have money than live longer and be out of it. So also we need to keep inflation in mind, which I've had to say for the last decade. Now people are finally paying attention to it. Also taxes, which vary greatly depending on what type of account you have. Is it traditional IRAs and 401ks? Is it trust accounts? Is it Roth accounts? Do you live in Illinois? Do you want to move somewhere else, very different with different state tax laws? You know, most people are shocked when we start talking state by state how each state taxes retirement income differently. And I'll give you a great example here in Illinois. Illinois currently, and I put air quotes on currently, does not tax retirement income. So at the state level, if you have Social Security, pension, you're taking money out of your IRA, 401k, Illinois does not tax that at the state level. So it's a tax-free retirement at the state level as far as your pre-tax and retirement income goes. You flip over the border to Wisconsin. Let's say you got a pension for the company you worked with. Your Social Security is not taxable, but Wisconsin does tax IRA and 401k withdrawals, and they tax your pension if it wasn't a Wisconsin state pension. So you may be going up there being like, property taxes are lower, cost of living is a little bit. Sure, but depending on your sources of income in retirement, you might actually be paying more. We run this analysis for clients all across the country. I'd be happy to run it for you if you're thinking like, hey, we're retired now, thinking about moving. Or another thing that we look at is, hey, we're not retired, but we're thinking about other places. So we'll side by side those for you just so you have good educated decision making on what the tax impact is going to look like. Another thing is, what's rates going to look like in the future? What we can do to neutralize in the future if they go up or if rates go down. And then finally, rates of return on your investment, which is also very specific towards your specific plan, your risk tolerance, your capacity, and overall just your comfort level. And then of the million investments that are out there, which ones make the most sense for you? And then what we do is actually assume those will earn a certain amount over time. So it's not just, hey, let's just do a generic investment rate of return. No, we actually say, how much risk do we want to take? How much risk do we need to take? So what conservative rate of return should we expect? Now, it's based off your comfort level and the investments that you like and you don't like and what's appropriate for your plan. Then we know historically what to assume there. But now you understand, you got this income gap, you make these assumptions on your particular situation, your longevity, inflation, taxes, rate of return, and bingo. That's the big point in a retirement plan that tells you how much you need to make for your plan to work. And okay, based on all those specifics, let's say you need $500,000 to fill that gap. And if you have that, this is what your plan looks like. And you say, well, shoot, Mike, we only got $300,000, or awesome, Mike, we've saved $800,000, or $2 million. So it's that simple process right there that gives us a big, huge clarity point of what your plan looks like over time to make sure that your money lasts as long as you do. Now, here's what's crazy. When I start making changes to those assumptions, even little ones, it changes wildly what a plan looks like. If I were to change inflation up just by 1% every year in your plan, it's unreal how dramatic that may look. Your plan might have looked great, and now it's going to fail. Or if I'd raise taxes by 5 or 10% a year, which is coming, folks, and your plan might have looked great, but now because of the higher taxes, it might fail, or vice versa. Let's say you're going about this stuff on your own, and you're probably just going to pull out money and pay X amount of taxes, and your plan probably doesn't look so great. Then I run the analysis for you that says, hey, instead of you pulling out money like that, what if we pulled out a combination of these accounts, some taxable, some tax-deferred, some tax-free? Look at how much it lowers your taxes. And then let's change. Now your plan went from not being great to being fine forever. Right? That's an exhale moment that I talk about for clients every week, where all of a sudden they didn't think it was possible, things weren't looking great, and then all of a sudden we pull a couple levers, make a couple changes based on our 2 decades plus of experience on investments, tax, and estate, and guess what? Boom. The plan works, and you're fine. Or hey, inflation might be a little bit higher, but that'll increase the rate of return you make on your money over here because interest rates are going to be higher. And then boom, what does that do to your plan? That's the whole point, is you get this clarity, this initial clarity point, then from where we make these adjustments so you understand how weatherproof you are. Even if I live longer, it still looks like this. Even if inflation's a little bit worse, it still looks like this. Or if inflation is worse, then I should do okay over here because that means interest rates and certain type of investments do well in inflation, and that'll neutralize it for you, right? Or you got all this IRA money over here on the side, this pre-tax 401k, and if taxes rise in the future, that could hurt you. But there's tax strategies, things that we can do now and over the next few years so you can mitigate some of that risk. We can do Roth conversions or something else so you don't have that tax risk in the future. And that's what I mean by an actual plan. And that's very different than I retired at 65, turned on my Social Security, called up my 401k, and told them to start sending me $2,000 a month. But it's like an architect, right? When you sit down with them, you have a thought in your head, but the architect actually knows how things like load-bearing walls and different things as they put together this home you're building. Then they have to take what you want, put it into something that's feasible, structural, and it's going to be usable for a long period of time. And I'm sure architects have to build the house on, you know, the mountains and on cliffs in San Diego in a different way than they would in hurricane season in Florida or whatever if you're in the middle of the country, right? But they know this. But for all of you, it's the same thing. Okay, inflation, right? The hot topic. Some of you might have variable mortgages or rent your home. Some of you might own it with a fixed mortgage. Some of you might have saved $1 million and that kind of money can earn more interest in an inflationary environment. So that can neutralize inflation. Others may have pensions, maybe less assets, and that's a huge problem for inflation if you don't have a cost of living adjustment. So again, some of you might even have Roth IRAs. Some of you may have traditional IRAs, and that dictates different tax strategies for you. So it's like that architect. Like, okay, we've got to put these load-bearing walls here. We've got to build in some insulation here. But it's not just general stuff. Just like the architect would do that for different areas, we have to do that for different strategies and techniques based off of where you currently are and what you're looking to do. So some of you want to leave a big legacy to the kids, others don't. There's different strategies to think about. Some of you want to spend all your money down because you don't want to leave it to anybody. That requires different strategies. So it's not just universal stuff, it's not just cookie cutter, but it can sound really complicated and overwhelming if I just start rattling off things like I just did. So let's finish this up with a reminder that what you should really do is just take some time out, visit with someone that can do this for you. I'll offer you that ability to do it with us at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've helped thousands of people in the Chicagoland area. We got clients in 27 different states. We'll be happy to do it for you. No cost, no obligation to start the process. It all starts with raising your hand. Just set up for a 15-minute strategy call. Say, hey, I've got questions. You got answers? Let's have a conversation. If it makes sense to meet after that, we'll know. And if not, you're still going to get your questions answered. No cost, no obligation. Give us a call to get on the calendar for a 15-minute strategy call. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today we're talking about what does it mean to have a retirement plan done? We'll get more after this.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to our program today. And right now, Michael would like to give away 5 free copies of his new book, The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. In this new book, Michael details retirement considerations that touch on more than just market performance, while sharing why too much investment risk can potentially harm your nest egg. In retirement, income is the outcome, he writes. You don't get a trophy for the fastest one lap. You win by being around for the finish. The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve by Michael Stewart can be yours right now. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for joining us for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, the R word is still bounding around, right? A little bit less. People are talking about soft landings or hard landings, crashes, what's going to happen. Well, the R word, recession, is in the conversation right now because of the ebbs and flows of the stock market, right? We have a slowing economy, right? It's still positive GDP. The markets haven't completely rolled over yet, right? It's been a strong first half of the year. And those flows have been downward on a trend here as far as a lot of the economic data. But the markets, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, they're kind of holding strong. So recession is definitely on people's front burner, top of mind, wherever you want to place it. But not all recessions are created equal. And I want to explain that just so there's no fear-mongering going out there. So there was an article in Fortune, and the marketing people did a heck of a job because the title was Not All Recessions Are Created Equal. So I just thought that was certainly worth my time to read. And I went through the article, and it's a good reminder that not all recessions are equal. And I mean, even in my own profession, as somebody who follows this stuff, you dive through, and sometimes you're so caught in the forest, you forget to see the trees, right? Happens to all of us. Sometimes you get so in the granular that you have to take a step back and look at the macro picture a little bit more than just staring at the minute, all the details. And it's true, not all recessions are created equal. And the reason the author decided to point this out, and the reason why it's such a good reminder, is because the last recession, the last big recession that we had, take away COVID, right, because that was kind of a man-made shutdown, the last recession was around 2008. It was the worst recession we've seen since 1929. So I've worked with my baby boomers clients my whole career. I'm a retirement income specialist, and that's it. I eat, sleep, live, breathe retirement planning. So the demographic of my clients are typically people in their late 50s to mid-70s, by and large. We don't have any 30 or 40-year-olds really running around our practice unless they just happen to be the kids, you know, the adult kids of our other clients, which means that we're typically raised by parents who went through the Great Depression. And I can tell you the psychological impact that's had. It stays with people for a lifetime, because my clients will describe how that had never left their parents. Whether or not they buried money in the backyard, whether they don't trust banks, they just make sure they don't have any debts, they pay cash for things, they just live frugally and below their means, even after they've accumulated all the wealth they'll need. And I'm sure you've experienced at least some of that, maybe with your own parents. Now, the reason I say that is because 2008 is really the lasting image. It's 15 years ago. The lasting emotional deep scar tissue that still exists for all of us right now. So when people are listening to this word recession right now, it makes sense they immediately think this is going to be like 2008, right? What was the last time? 2008. I can't sit here and say more horrible stuff. Can't continue to spiral that we can't get to something like that. but it's not as likely, if for no other reason than the reminder that not all recessions are created equal. 2008 was historically bad, but most, and the article uses the, quote, garden variety recession, to be more indicative of the environment that we're seeing right now, which is really just an economic slowdown. It's part of the business cycle. Now, let's make a couple points here. One is, remember the stock market is a leading indicator for the economy, not the other way around, which means we don't have recessions and then, oh, shoot, the market starts going down because we're in a recession. The market starts going down because it thinks we're going to go into a recession. So Jeremy Siegel, one of the best academics of stock and stock markets and valuation and economies that our country has, teaches at Wharton right now. I was reading a different article from him from the fall of 2022, right around the market lows in October of 2022. The S&P 500 was down about 25%. NASDAQ was down over 30%. And he said, look, a recession has definitely been priced in for 2023. And that's why the market's gone down 20%, because it priced in a recession. Not a recession that was happening, a recession that was coming. The question is just how bad of a recession did it price in? So now you got these two articles that are in concert, right? Not all recessions are created equal. And then you got Jeremy Siegel's article saying that the sell-off that we had last fall was pricing in the expectation of a recession in 2023. And they're speaking the same language. The recession so far looks like it's been pushed back to later in 23 or more likely even into 2024, and that's a good thing. So I want to make sure it's clear that it's not like the market went down 20% in the fall and then you wonder if a recession will happen, because that'd be incredibly scary. No. Remember, the market went down knowing full well there was a pretty good chance that we're going to hit a recession just based on the fact that the Fed has raised interest rates from zero to almost 5.5%. In 18 months, a historic increase, all designed to slow the economy, slow the market, slow real estate, and kind of get rid of what they call the everything bubble. Everything 2 years ago was expensive. Bonds were expensive. Stocks were expensive. Real estate was going through the roof, right? Think about what happened in the job market over there, where people were quiet quitting and people were going out and getting 10, 20, 30% bumps in pay just because of how the labor market was. So the Fed, by aggressively raising interest rates, has been trying to not kill that, but basically slow the growth in the economy, hoping so it would be what they call a soft landing. And the soft landing means, yeah, the economy slows just enough and then we'll be fine. A hard landing is they screw it up completely, right? We go into a deep recession, a market crash, all those kind of things. Who knows? Let's hope for soft landing. That's the way it's starting to look, but time will tell. But admittedly, it is not pricing in a 2008 recession, and that's why the market went down 50% back in 2008 versus the market that went down just about 20% last fall. It's just a good reminder that not all recessions are created equal. So just be careful when you hear everybody kind of clamoring about recession and yellow lights and red lights ahead and what's going on with the economy. It's not that that's not important. Let's just make sure that the gold bugs and the others in the world and that aren't just trying to sell you something and pitch you something with fear. Let's understand that a garden variety recession is likely to happen within the course of the next 6 to 18 months, and that's okay. So when do you prepare for it? You prepare for it before it happens, right? You don't wait until the horse has left the barn to close the door. You don't wait to fix the roof until when it starts raining. So you do the same thing with your portfolio. Just take a step back, right? There's still blue skies ahead in the economy and the markets right now. We have a healthy economy. The markets are, you know, wobbling a little bit, you know, and think there'll be a little bit of weakness going forward. So now would be the time you want to reassess that. So a couple of things to keep in line. Some of the differences between maybe 2008 and now is the balance sheet of corporations, in particular banks, are unbelievably better than it was back then. And the balance sheets of the average person in this country are much, much better than it was back then. So people aren't as leveraged up. They're not holding toxic fake assets. It's not like that. We haven't leveraged ourselves on just this real estate thing. So that's huge, which means, yes, even as markets go through cycles, go down, and everybody knows across the country how ridiculous real estate prices have been. And remember, we've talked about this on the show, that on the real estate side, it's different this time. The reason real estate prices have gone up is because we're actually like 4 million homes under demand. And part of that is because we stopped building after 2008, and interest rates were really low. So now that interest rates have risen and real estate prices have gone up, it'll likely slow down, but it doesn't mean it's going to tank like 2008. There was a reason for real estate prices to rise this time in a way that it was fake back in 2005, 2006. If you look at full employment right now, we have an unbelievably full employment, right? 3.5% is where unemployment is right now. Historically low numbers. It's as good employment as we've ever had. Consumers are still really pent up, spending a lot of money. So where does this recession stuff come from? Well, inflation's ridiculous, right? It was a lot of the fiscal stimulus and the things from the pandemic. So when you raise the heck out of interest rates to neutralize inflation, you're going to slow down the economy, and that's what's going to cause GDP to go negative, which is how you get to a recession. But you still are going to have strong balance sheets, strong consumers, strong employment. And the market's made about 80% the previous couple years before this, so it gave back about 20%, and it's bouncing back now. So I'm not here to tell you like, oh, we've made it through, you know, we're through the woods, everything's rosy. It is not. Inflation is still excessive. It's trending down. Interest rates are still rising. Fed's probably got another quarter to add in September. But remember, when interest rates rose from 1978 to 82, they rose to 15, 16%. So the fact that interest rates have to rise from 5.25 to 5.5 or 5.5 to 5.75 is a far cry away from something like that in the 70s and 80s. And the fact that the markets had gone down, that's a far cry away from what happened in 08. We've got oil we've got a handle on, inflation we've got a handle on. GDP is going to suffer in 2023 a little bit, but I don't think anybody thinks any differently there. And God willing, some resolution happens, the world can get back into peace with Ukraine and Russia and Taiwan and China. And a lot of the supply chain stuff with COVID and Asia and all that. So all this stuff, there's always some uncertainties, but the economy, capitalism, America just keeps chugging along. But just a healthy reminder, because a lot of time on these airways, there's a lot of doom and gloom. Some of this punishment has already been priced in. And I'm here to say all of it, not every recession. You'll continue to hear that word, right? People are going to compare it to the prior recessions. Don't be fooled by that. How you manage that is just start out and say, am I taking the amount of risk that I need to achieve my goals? Do I actually have a real financial plan, not a junk drawer of stuff, but a real financial plan that is going to give me confidence and clarity going forward, where I know where my income's coming from in retirement. I don't have to spend my principal to take money out. I'm legally paying the least amount of taxes. If I had a healthcare event, I could pay for it, and my estate planning's in place. When you have that, the day-to-day movement and machinations of the market, be it up 20%, down 20%, no longer matters as much because you realize you've already in advance made the right choices. So if you want to give us a call, come on in or have a 15-minute strategy call. If you haven't seen us before, there's no cost, no obligation. We actually sit there, actually have a look at your retirement plan that says, okay, if this happens during a recession or inflation or taxes, you're going to be okay. You've got questions we've got answered, give us a call. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call. Make sure you're protected against any of these major developments. You've got questions. We can't answer them unless you raise your hand. 866-316-0822. Once again, no cost, no obligation. Set up a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial advisors, 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com, crystallaketax.com. When you're on crystallaketax.com, remember to click on the client education tab. Plenty of great guides there. I want to draw your attention to another one. I talked about an inflation guide before, but this one's called a tax guide. Work to reduce your taxes. All you have to do is click on, download that guide. That guide is courtesy of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Once again, you get that on the client education tab at crystallaketax.com. So the understanding of the economy, we all have this cursory knowledge because we probably had classes, whether it's high school or college. But to think about that, Jerome Powell is now sitting thinking about whether to raise rates another quarter point in the fall. Right. As healthy as everything is slowing. So if you're looking through the rearview mirror, the stuff looks bad. If you're looking through the front mirror, things are slowing. Right. But at the end of the day, spending is still on the rise. And the Fed's trying to cool the economy without killing the economy. So there is some science behind it all. But there's always forces that cause short-term rates to rise versus long-term rates. And they got to look at that. And they're really having the knobs and levers and trying to kill this economy right now. And I want to explain, people hear this word yield curve. And I'm going to just make this really easy so now you'll understand. Hopefully, that's why you're listening, right? To get a little bit of education this morning. A little education just makes life easier for you to understand all this stuff going forward and how it affects your money and your life. The word yield curve just means short-term rates and long-term rates, right? So it's just a chart going from left to right. Short-term rates are on the left. Long-term rates are on the right. That's what they call the yield curve. Now, short-term rates are supposed to be smaller or less than long-term rates. Like what you get on a one-year CD should be less than what you would get on a five-year CD. In other words, if you park your money for a longer period of time, you should get rewarded with more interest. That's the yield curve. So a healthy yield curve is low on the front end, the short end on the left, and should gradually slope upwards the longer it goes out. Or the other way around, if you're borrowing money for a long period of time, you should have to pay more in order to borrow money longer rather than if you paid it back quickly. That's logical. So what is the phenomenon of this inverted yield curve or this flattening yield curve of what's going on right now? You have to remember that during high times of inflation like now, when you listen to Powell raising rates, quarter point, half a point, last year, three quarters of a point, the number one tool the Fed has to fight inflation is interest rates. But what they raise is the short-term rates, the federal funds rate. The short-term stuff is what the Fed controls. They can't control the long end. So they raise that. They raise the short-term rates, and that's why short-term rates go up a lot. That's why you can get 4 or 4.5% on your money markets right now. Now, logistically, if short-term rates go up a lot, long-term rates should also go up because, again, it's just natural that you'd pay more for the long-term stuff. But right now, you're seeing short-term stuff go up a lot, while the long-term stuff stays relatively close. And that's a bad sign. But why does that happen? It's supply and demand. When recessions happen and markets go down, people flock to safety. Not just human beings like you or I, but institutions, pensions, endowments, countries, whatever. That means there is a big demand for the long-dated safe stuff, like 10-year treasuries as an example. So let's think about supply and demand. If the demand for that stuff goes up, then the price goes up. You have to pay more for that stuff if everybody wants it. Well, if the price of that stuff goes up and interest rates go down, that's just how bonds work. When prices go up, interest rates go down. So you've got this phenomenon where the Fed can only raise short-term rates. That's what they control. But so much demand for the long-term stuff is being bought because things are scary. People are saying, yeah, everything's okay right now. The Fed's raising interest rates right now. Why? Specifically to tackle inflation. But what's that going to mean in 2 years, in 3 years, in 5 years for the markets and for the economy? It's suppressing the long-term rates. Right now, short-term rates are well in excess of 5%, and a 10-year treasury, the time I'm recording this here, 10-year treasury is at about 4%. It's about a 20% difference between the short-term rates and the long-term rates. It's just not natural. And that's why if you hear things about an inverted yield curve, being a sign of recession, that's why. So an inverted yield curve means it's higher on the short end on the left, and it's sloping down instead of up the longer you go out. So right now, short-term rates will pay you more than 2 years. 2 years will pay you more than 5 years. 5 years will pay you more than 10. Why? Because the expectation is that something bad will happen economically down the road. That's why longer-term yields are lower than shorter-term yields. Because an inverted yield curve can only happen if you got something bad causing short-term rates to rise, while at the same time causing long-term rates to be suppressed. So it's not like this yield curve is this random sign that a recession's coming. It's because of what has to happen to create an inverted yield curve. Typically, it's more of a recessionary period ahead. And that's why it's been a good predictor, not 100% of the time, but that's because I think in 2019, the yield curve inverted a little bit, but we did enter a recession then. Albeit a pandemic happened in 2020, and then we entered the recession, right? So who the heck knows what was natural about that time frame? So what does this mean? Is that in time periods like this, it can affect what you should invest in. What type of bonds you hold, what type of other instruments you hold, or how does that affect different real estate or lending things you do? It's also just maybe, if nothing else, just good food for knowledge for you to get a little better idea. And that was the reason for bringing it up. But real quickly here, as we finish up this segment, let me give you the number out to get on our calendar for what we call a 15-minute strategy call. You've got questions, we've got answers. 866-316-0822. There's no cost, no obligation. Get your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet after that, great, we will. If not, you're still getting your questions answered. 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. We'll build you out a retirement income plan, answer your questions on real estate, taxes, investments, maximizing Social Security, whatever's on your mind. Anything in the entire financial world for you, we've seen it, we've done it, but thousands of people happy to do it for you. This is Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. We got more right after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Remember the good old days when you could earn 5% on a bank CD? What if you could earn similar rates on interest and dividends to those CD rates? It's possible, and the income specialists at the Retirement Income Source can help you. We're a network of experienced financial advisors operating independently owned firms under the umbrella of the Retirement Income Source. This makes it simple and easy for you to find a retirement income specialist in your local area. Our advisors have helped hardworking Americans across the country invest and save for their retirement.
Michael Stewart is your local income specialist. He's the president of Crystal Lake Tax. With over 30 years' experience in the financial services industry, Michael is also an Amazon best-selling author, and his book has helped thousands of clients better understand the inside game of financial investing. If you're interested in learning more about Michael Stewart, his business, and how he can help you with your retirement strategy, visit CrystalLakeTax.com.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for joining us for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, over 20% of 401k plan funds are lost or forgotten, which means there's some money floating around there. And I don't know, maybe you were in your early 20s, you took a job, you worked at it for 6-7 years, you put money in a 401k, and then you moved on. I mean, you got a career change, maybe you changed jobs 3-4 times, and you don't even remember where you were at 28 when you got that second job. Then all of a sudden, you have a life, family, mortgages, and all kinds of other fun things. Well, somewhere around there might be an old 401k that you can put some money in that you might want to reclaim. And if people switch jobs, the great resignation has happened, you probably ought to think back in time. Think, have I ever left a 401k or a profit sharing or something somewhere? Because that's your cash. At first glance, it sounds really stunning, doesn't it? 20% of 401k plans are reportedly lost or forgotten. I mean, there's a lot of money laying around, 1/5 of every dollar. And the government, by the way, is attached to that because when, and again, we all get to retirement and start taking distributions from those 401ks, there's a thing called tax that's going to be attached to it. So at first glance, it's like, well, why is the government going out of its way to really help people find their old 401ks? Well, it's kind of also nudging you to find your money so that they can get their share of your money, too. That partner that's been alongside you this whole time, Uncle Sam, he's got his hand on your shoulder, and he's turning and saying, I'd like my cut. Well, look, there was this article in CNBC that actually had a link into Apple News, and the way things are connected these days, I'm just reading off the URL here, but you can certainly reach out and we'll give you the information if you feel like you need to check this out yourself. But here's just some of the stats. At the end of 2022, it says nearly 25 million forgotten 401k accounts worth about, again, 20% of all the 401k assets in the U.S. That is mind-boggling. And it's said that the average account is worth about $55,400. So according to their study, now, I will tell you my record in our office when we sat down with somebody who ended up becoming a client was $960,000 of old 401ks. Someone had no clue what the value of those were. They just knew they were floating out there. In the 90s, they had this profit sharing. They left a job, forgot about it, left a job, forgot about it, left a job. And they just know they've been getting all these random statements and they've moved and sometimes the statements didn't follow them. But boy, were they really excited when you really started talking about things and they found out they got an extra almost $1 million they didn't know they had. So look, folks, whenever we tell people that if you're the kind of person that's not an expert at your own money, a firm like ours can charge a fee, sure, an advisory fee, but our goal is to get you the return you need net of the fee. we find more value afterwards? Can we save you money on unnecessary taxes? Can we get your estate plan in order? Can we reduce the fees that you're already paying, either advisory fees or management fees? So that was about as easy of a conversation as I've ever had. And again, I say that in jest, but I want you, if you're in your car, wherever you're listening to this, laughing a bit, if you feel like you're not great at finances, don't ever feel embarrassed. Don't feel bad about that. I promise you, 80 to 90% of the people are just not good at finances and investments, and that's okay. That's not your specialty. Just my own history of having thousands of conversations, let alone having friends all over the country in similar profession. We talk, we share stories, let alone national articles, things that we read. You are not alone. You are in a big group. You could get help, and don't be afraid to ask for the help. There's a national registry for this. I should probably give you people a solution right now, okay? If you think you've left old 401ks and things out there, there is a National Registry of Unclaimed Retirement Benefits. You can Google National Registry of Unclaimed Retirement Benefits. And then apparently, and I haven't personally done this for myself because I don't know, I don't have any out there, but you use your social or some different database where you can actually search by the plan name. So there's two databases, one where you put in your social information, which I think would be the best, and it'll show up whether or not you have any out there. And there's a whole different one you can just look up. So if you said, hey, Mike, I worked at Motorola back in the day, and I'm not sure if I left one there, or I worked at Abbott and AbbVie, and not sure if I left one there, you could research it that way. But here's the bottom line for me. 401k plans and company plans do a lot of good job. The number one thing I like about them is if you just make an election one day and you say, I want to put 5, 6, 10%, start saving, it just starts saving for you without you ever having to think about it, and it forces you to save. It's amazing. It's an easy savings tool, and most retirees that have money in this country have it just because they did that, right? They had it taken from their paycheck for whatever company they worked for. So we love the savings vehicle that are these company plans. Maybe you get company matching. That's free money. You get some tax deductions. The negative is that you're just kind of stuck in this company plan and you don't have the ability to invest in what you want to or what you need to. But if you leave or quit, you retire, then you can take control of that money and roll it into an IRA. We almost always recommend you do that. While it's a great savings tool when you're 20, 30, 40 years old, while you're working, it doesn't do anything for when you're not working for that company anymore. So it's much easier to roll money into an IRA, and I typically recommend, you know, we use Charles Schwab and Fidelity as our custodians, but let's also talk about tax implications. If you do it now where our economy is maybe, you know, dipping a little bit, in 2026, when we flip the calendar to 2026, taxes are expected to go up under the current tax law. So Congress hasn't set that policy yet, but it's already written in. And now would be an opportune time to potentially take advantage of that low tax rates we're currently experiencing. So if you rolled money out from a 401k or an old retirement plan, or even a current one, into an IRA, there's two things here. One is the rollover, right? There's no taxable event there because it's going from a business retirement plan to a personal retirement plan. All you're doing is taking money from the left pocket and put it in the right, so no taxes. And two, it might make sense under today's tax laws to consider a conversion to a Roth IRA. Now, that's a whole separate analysis. So just again, to put a stamp on this, when you leave, you quit, or you retire, I don't want someone to say, well, my money was doing so good in the company plan, so that's why I left it there. The money had nothing to do with your company plan. It's whatever you're invested in. It's not the plan, it's the investments. And you can find those investments in the IRA world. But I see it time and time again, and this study is certainly even more glaring than how I typically phrase it, that you might have old beneficiary statements, right? You might have the old plans, you might even like the plans, but the beneficiaries are old, right? Because it's something you did 10, 20 years ago. Could be, you know, minor kids that are grown now or divorces have happened. You could be invested in bad stuff now, high fee stuff, because that was the right stuff where the economy was back then, but that was 10, 15 years ago. So are you closer to retirement? So are you taking too much risk, right? If you haven't changed it in 5 or 10 years, you could have 3 or 4 or 5 things in different places. And it just makes life more confusing to track that stuff. And there's just no reason to keep those old plans back where you did before. So when you leave, quit, or retire, you should take advantage of that rollover process, certainly among all the other benefits. It'll avoid you losing out on your own money. And if you're out there wondering if you may have done that, hopefully that database that I gave you gives you the knowledge to find that, because again, statistically, 20% of you out there have something out there. It's your money. Make sure you don't lose it. One other thing that we get all the time is, let's say you're 59 and a half or older, and you're still working for a company, and you're not really enamored by the choices in your 401k, let's say you're saying, maybe I want to get more conservative, and all they have is 30 funds and 26 of them are stock funds in this 401k or retirement plan, there's something called an in-service rollover. An in-service rollover is when you still continue to work for the company, you have a vested amount that's your own money in that 401k plan, and the Department of Labor actually lets you roll out that money out of your 401k or thrift savings plan or TSP or 403b, whatever type of plan you have. It allows you to roll that money out into your own IRA. It's a non-taxable event, so you can invest it how you're more comfortable or maybe in a way that makes more sense for you at the stage of life that you're in right now. Because folks, you know, if you are over 59 and a half and you're not already retired, you're a lot closer to retirement than not. So you need to make sure that the money's invested the way your plan says it needs to be invested. So how do you do an in-service rollover? All you have to do is be over 59 and a half and have your plan allow it. We'd be happy to help you out with that if you got any questions. We do those every week for clients and prospective clients where they say, you know what, I just know there's something better than what's in my current 401k. And the best thing about it is you get to continue to participate in the 401ks, continue to put money in, continue to get the match. You're just taking out the vested amount. So let's say you got $1 million in the 401k. You can roll $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 out to your IRA, make your own investment choices, or work with a fiduciary financial planner like us to do so, and still participate in new dollars going into that plan. So if you got a question on that, 866-316-0822, just say, you know what, you want some advice on your current 401ks, IRAs, in-service rollovers, any of those kind of things. Just based on your situation, let's sign up for a 15-minute strategy call. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or you can go to crystallaketax.com and sign up there. So I want to leave you with one final thought here. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and I talked about it earlier in the show, we are wealth managers. So what's the difference between a wealth manager and an investment broker? An investment broker just talks about your investments, tells you they went up or down, but they really don't add any real value, right? You can buy investments on your own. A wealth manager shows you not only how you should be invested, the right allocation, but structures your portfolio so your income's coming from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market goes up. A wealth manager is going to assist you with your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you ways to reduce the impact of a healthcare event, like long-term care. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning. How do you save hundreds of thousands, potentially, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime? Folks, this is your money. This is your life. Most people have been working with an advisor for 5, 10, 20 years, and they realize that at this stage of their life, as they're in retirement or approaching retirement, they've outgrown their advisor. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got fiduciary financial advisors, a CPA, a tax team. We work with a legal team in-house to coordinate the investments, the taxes, the estate, all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker. As you approach or in retirement, you need a wealth manager. You've outgrown your broker. What you need now versus what they do are no longer the same thing. Let's face it, your biggest expenses in retirement are taxes, and your broker doesn't give tax advice. It's time to upgrade that relationship. If we can help you, I'd be happy to. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822 to schedule a 15-minute, no cost, no obligation strategy session. Thanks for joining us this week on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.